One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hello, everyone. Good afternoon, good evening, or good morning, wherever you are in the world. It is January the 12th, and this is your roundup of all the stories pertaining to Liverpool Football Club today with me, Paul Machin. We're going to kick things off quite literally with the news that Billy Cometio, who we covered on Monday, had been recalled from loan. The young centre-half made his reappearance for the under-21s last night. Scored two, including one from inside his own half in a 4-2 win over Paris Saint-Germain in the Premier League International Cup. My words will not do this goal justice. If you have a moment, do check it out on Twitter. Billy Cometio, he just looks up. He's inside his half, left-sided centre-half position, and decides to bang one. And my word, does he bang one. Lobs the goalkeeper into the top bin. A potential contender for Liverpool's goal of the season. Absolutely sensational, sensational stuff. Highly recommend brightening your day with going and checking out that one if you can. But very interesting, of course, to see Billy Cometio back. Obviously, we speculated on Monday that it might be linked with Nat Phillips potentially being moved on from the football club, finally. Not because anyone's desperate to see Nat Phillips go, of course, but because, look, he needs a move. He's earned his move to play regular football at this stage of his career. And Billy Cometio being back in just gives Liverpool potentially that extra option. When you consider maybe some of the others that are in the academy are perhaps a little too raw should they be called upon. Obviously, the idea is that Cometio won't be called upon, but you might see him potentially a little bit more on the substitutes bench in the coming weeks with Virgil van Dijk out injured. So, yes, anyway, check that goal out. Moving things forward then, and with regards to the Liverpool women's team, Gilly Flaherty has announced her retirement from football, the 31-year-old defender, as per the official Liverpool website, who was the Barclays Women's Super League all-time record appearance holder, had joined Liverpool Women last July after a storied career which had seen her collect the major haul of medals with Arsenal and Chelsea, but she has decided to call it a day. She broke in lioness Jill Scott's WSL appearance record previously with their appearance number 176, and yes, she played her last game number 177 in December, keeping a clean sheet as the Liverpool women's team collected a vital 2-goal win. She says, "It isn't a decision I've taken lightly, but I've reached after speaking with those closest to me. Losing my dad just before Christmas has left me heartbroken for 22 years. We shared all over football, and playing-wise, I don't want to carry on without him by my side. Playing-wise, I know the right decision is for me to call it a day. The time is right for me to be around my family and to be closest, nearest to those closest to me." 176 appearances there. Absolutely incredible stuff. Breaking that record. But yeah, sad times for the Liverpool women's team, of course. And we wish Kelly Flaherty all the best. Mikel Merino and Peter Zielinski are on Liverpool's midfield list. This comes via Anfield Edition, reporting themselves via at Rudy Galletti, who is a journalist, TV opinionist for TV Dello Sport, AC Milan, and Calcio Mercato expert that he is. They are saying Real Sociedad's Mikel Merino, Napoli's Peter Zielinski are two of the names on Liverpool's list of potential midfield signings. Now, that's an interesting one, particularly when it comes to Peter Zielinski. Very much a link to Liverpool in the early days of Jurgen Klopp, one that has never really seems to have come to fruition, of course. But already in Serie A for Napoli, 17 appearances, 3 goals and 5 assists for him. Always felt as though he would kind of fit the model of what a Liverpool midfielder would look like. However, at this point in his career, he's 28 years old, so he would fit the bill of being a guy who could come in right here, right now, you know, at the peak of his career. But are there slight warning bells when it comes to, I guess, the longevity of that? You know, forever the balance of, you don't want to get players who are too young, you don't want to get players who are too young, you want lads to come and have their best years, come into their prime at Liverpool. It does represent another little bit of an interesting twist there in terms of players that Liverpool are being linked with. And my strong suspicion is this is absolute nonsense, by the way, but it's not outside the realms of possibilities, one would guess. But yeah, you'll be 29 come the end of the season. Yeah, it doesn't really feel like one that's something that Liverpool will be making a move for. If they were going to do that, it really genuinely feels like it would have been something a few seasons ago, if anything. But no, obviously having a good season for Napoli, obviously a very good player, and has played at a good level throughout his career up until this point. But yeah, the Polish international doesn't feel like someone that would be on Liverpool's radar this time around, certainly. Another name that Liverpool have been strongly linked with, and Liverpool apparently could become contenders in the race to sign RB Leipzig and Croatia centre-back Josko Gvardiol. The Jurgen Klopp squad at Anfield says transfer insider Dean Jones, who has been suggesting this to Give Me Sport, and it says the Reds could be looking at defensive reinforcements following a hamstring injury to Virgil van Dijk earlier this month. Speaking to RTL Danas, it's a new one on me, ladies and gents. German TV channel RTL? Anyway, Gvardiol named Liverpool as his dream club due to watching several games with his dad when he was younger, potentially hinting at a future move to Anfield. Yeah, me too. however, a deal to sign the Croatian star won't be easy, with Real Madrid reportedly interested in a move for the centre-back, as per Marca. It's also said that Leipzig have inserted a £110 million release clause into his contract, suggesting that the 20-year-old is extremely highly rated by the Bundesliga side. Transfer guru Fabrizio Romano told Give Me Sport last month that Chelsea were working on a deal to sign Gvardiol after the centre-back helped Croatia to a third-place finish at the World Cup in December. But Jones has also suggested that Liverpool could maybe become contenders in the race for the six-foot defender's services. And then it goes on to say, what has Jones said about Liverpool and Gvardiol? When asked about a potential Liverpool move for Gvardiol, Jones told Give Me Sport, maybe they can become contenders. We should probably consider that it's in Gvardiol's interest to build up all the hype around him to make sure there's a tussle to sign him. I think from a club standpoint, they'll be happy for that to be the case with Gvardiol at the moment whilst he stays where he is. And then it goes on to say, would he be a good signing for Liverpool? He's been dubbed sensational by journalist Zach Lowy, and been in impressive form, keeping 4 clean sheets in 13 Bundesliga appearances so far this season. 20 years old, clearly a very big, big talent. Had a great World Cup and drew the eye, certainly. £110 million is, of course, the release fee. If that is true, there is zero chance Liverpool will be paying £110 million for a 20-year-old centre-half. I think I'm confident enough to go on record saying that. I might be wrong. There's plenty of reasons I could be wrong. On the balance of likelihood, though, you'd say that is incredibly unlikely. However, in reality, release clauses don't really mean a great deal unless you're talking about a truly random one that's there to be taken advantage of. So Liverpool obviously took advantage of Takumi Minamino's release clause and got him out of Salzburg for less than £10 million. We've obviously seen Erling Haaland activated in the move from Dortmund to Manchester City. But in reality, more often than not, in the case of, for example, Enzo Fernandez, you know, there's talk of like £130 million release clauses. Clubs only tend to go for them out of acts of desperation, or again, where you feel like there's a genuine world star that you're getting there, or ultimately, if you've got money to burn. The idea is release clauses are set deliberately high so as to put off most suitors. And yeah, you would imagine 110 would be far too rich for any football club's blood. That would make him significantly more expensive than you know, the most expensive centre-halves in world football at this point. So yeah, unlikely that a 20-year-old would do that. He could grow to be at that level, of course. But, you know, the reality is, and We'll have a quick look actually, just to double check where we're at with where his value is at the moment. But Liverpool will be more likely to try and strike a negotiated deal. And when you think about more like the moves that we've seen recently, you've seen Upamecano move on from there. Of course, Liverpool have profited from taking Ibrahim Konate. It strikes me that you'd be able to get him for less than that. Transfermarkt currently have him valued at 75 million, which even then, again, at 20 years old, feels a little steep. And one thing that's mentioned there about him being a 6 foot centre half, 6 feet is not a great height for a centre back. It's fine. It's probably the shortest you could really get away with, I think, in the Premier League. But you're closer to Joe Gomez than there you are to Joel Matip, Virgil van Dijk and Ibrahim Konate. Food for thought on that one, certainly, and definitely one to keep an eye on.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Some slightly negative news with regards to transfers then. Sofyan Amrabat, who's been long linked, since the World Cup, linked with a move to Liverpool. Apparently, those rumours have gone cold, according to This Is Anfield, as the midfielder chooses Atletico Madrid. Obviously, another one who drew the eye for Morocco in the World Cup. The 26-year-old, a relentless, tough-tackling midfielder, was seen as a viable addition to Jürgen Klopp's ranks. Again, this is via thisisanfield.com, with a deal worth around 25.8 million mooted. But there were claims that Jürgen Klopp had held meetings with his representatives, which have not been totally and utterly poo-pooed, but they seem to be the basis for lots of the chat around Liverpool and Amrabat talk. But now, according to Foot Mercato, with word from Moroccan journalist Hanif Ben Bekane, Amrabat has set his sights on a transfer to Atletico Madrid instead. This comes after Fiorentina midfielder discussed at length with those around him to choose the best sporting project. Atletico are set to tick all the boxes, in inverted commas, to allow him to continue his progress, though it is maintained that a sizable fee would be needed to secure any deal. Tottenham have also been credited with interest, but it seems more likely that he will push through for a move to Atletico Madrid. And he did say, it is a great honour to be associated with these type of clubs. When talking about the admiration for Atletico, I have a great coach at Fiorentina. I don't like to talk about others, but yes, what Simeone does, what he's achieved, he has coached Atletico Madrid for many years. Brilliant insight there. I like his style of play and presumably his suit and the way he grabs his bollocks. He has won a lot and I have a lot of respect for him. The players on his team are physically strong and aggressive. I like to play that way. So yes, it does feel like another player that Liverpool have been slightly more than tentatively linked with. Is probably going to fall by the wayside for better or for worse. And, you know, if you read the analysis on him that came by The Athletic, I believe it was David Ornstein, his general vibe on this was for his age and the position he is in his career, it seems unlikely. It seems that the clubs might have to watch and see whether he continues to play at the level that he achieved during the World Cup. or whether that was very much a World Cup bounce is an interesting one. Again, a note of caution for a player who, at 26 years old, is obviously playing for Fiorentina, valued at around £25 million. It doesn't feel like a particularly Liverpool move. It feels very much like clubs that do often tend to finish between 5th and 10th or 12th in the Premier League tend to move for footballers in that kind of mould. But could he be a short-term stopgap solution, or could he have been potentially for Liverpool? But it doesn't look like it's going to happen. One final piece of news to wrap us up on. Stee, I believe, will have reported this on the podcast yesterday, that LeBron James and Nike and Liverpool are having a big collaborative football shirt release. The first images have been leaked from this. They're now all over Twitter. You can check it out on our Twitter account at the Redmen TV. Go and give your opinion over there on it. But yes, it is a striking little black, grey and red number, predominantly black, red pinstripes with grey YNWA running through the stripes in the shirt. It's a red Nike tick, a red LFC badge and the LeBron James logo, which is fine, isn't it? Effectively the sponsor for the shirt. Now, we've seen Liverpool do similar sort of collaborative things in the past, not loads, and obviously the best example of this is, of course, Jordan and Paris Saint-Germain. But of course there was the Nike Air shirt that was released a couple of years ago for Liverpool, the white pinstripe one, which looked very baseballish, and this seems kind of in that oeuvre, if we were going to be honest. We obviously seen LeBron trainees come out last year as well, but this is the first step towards it. Going again over to @RedmenTV on Twitter and let me know what your thoughts and feelings are on this shirt. I quite like it, to be honest. I'm a sucker for a dark football shirt, so yeah, it'll certainly end up in my wardrobe, but will it end up in yours? Just to let you know what's coming up on the podcasts this week, but also additionally over on Redmen Plus. Neil Jones joined Stee today for Journo Insight. So if you want to get all the latest in-depth from an actual journalist who really does know about these things, then head over and check out Journo Insight. That is out now on redmenplus.com. The Redmen Weekly podcast will be available on Friday, which is your digest of all the best parts and little snippets of the great stuff that we've made this week as well over on Plus. Also, Chris and Josh are back with the deep dive that is being recorded in the room next to mine in the next hour. Promises to be very, very interesting stuff. Josh, of course, very big on tactics, stats and analysis, so get closer to how Liverpool are performing on the pitch with the deep dive. The instant match reaction from the watch along and a whole lot more will, of course, be available post the match on Saturday as well. It will be Chloe and Chris in the studio for that one, so make sure you check that out. And if you need some happiness in your life, which I think we all do right now, and you're also a big nostalgia fan and you want to know more about the culture of Liverpool Football Club, then do check out My Liverpool Debut, all episodes streaming right now on redmenplus.com. Hear from the likes of Jamie Carragher, Phil Thompson, Bruce Grobbelaar and more on what it's like to pull on that famous red or green shirt for the mighty Reds. A brilliant documentary series. Again, all episodes available right now. And one final thing before I go. If you're on Spotify and you want to get our Extra Plus podcasts, then you can actually subscribe through Spotify. Just search for Redmen Plus Podcast on Spotify. You can subscribe there. You get access to all of our extra bonus podcasts rather than having to go to the website. But if you want the full hit, do head to redmenplus.com. Anyway, that is it from me, Paul Machin. Hope you're having a wonderful day, morning, or whatever. And the Bite Size Podcast will return soon. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.